Michael, when I say the name Steve McNair, what comes to your mind?
Grit, you know, toughness, a lot of the same things I think a lot of people would say about him. I mean, you know, his statistics really don't do him justice because you're talking about a guy who played in a run-first offense for much of his career and played with Eddie George, and it had a bit of a conservative game plan a lot of times, and then toward the end of his tenure in Tennessee, they opened it up, and he was MVP along with Peyton Manning, and, you know, just a guy that, I mean, played through everything. I mean, you know, it got to a point where you couldn't really keep up with all the ailments he was playing through. Just a gritty guy. Really, really had a lot of John Elway in him, I think. I mean, you know, Elway for a lot of years didn't have great numbers, but a guy that could make plays running, could obviously throw the ball anywhere. Just, you know, just an unbelievable competitor.
Michael, I want to go back to something you said. Stats don't do him justice. As someone who covers the NFL, who breaks down players, who breaks down what players do on the field, how can we accurately or adequately quantify Steve McNair's career?
You know, you just have to see him. You know, that's the main thing. I mean, he could make all the throws. He was such a great passer. I mean, you know, people watch him at Alcorn State. He's one of the greatest college football players to ever play. That's where the Air McNair nickname came from. And you're talking about a guy that came from a small college and yet was one of the best quarterbacks of his time. And you know, I don't think that's exaggerating. I mean, you know, we tend to exaggerate people once they're gone or once something like this happens. But I think most people who watched him knew that he was one of the fiercest competitors, one of the toughest players. And in terms of throwing the football, especially as he matured, was really a really good quarterback when it came to making throws all at any point of the field, you know, had a dynamic arm. It just was really the offense he played in for a lot of years, both in Tennessee and in Baltimore, didn't really call for him to air it out. But when he had that opportunity, when they went to a passing game in Tennessee, we saw he was the co-MVP again with Peyton Manning. So you had to see him to really appreciate him. I mean, you know, you're looking at the record in fact book 10, 15 years from now, and he won't jump out at you in terms of a guy with a lot of records. But if you had the privilege of watching him play, you know, you would definitely appreciate him. Just, you know, I got a call from a friend of mine, just on a personal note. I remember running into Steve McNair coming out of a hotel at the 03 Super Bowl in Houston, and just what a classy guy he was. You know, a friend of mine is a fraternity brother of his. They didn't pledge together, but they were both fraternity brothers. And the friend of mine was just so awestruck by meeting Steve McNair, and he was just so classy the whole time. That's my favorite memory of him personally. He was just a real down-to-earth, low-key guy, a superstar, but a small-market superstar.
That's a great story. That's a great story. His legacy, there's so many quarterbacks, so many great players in this league. Where does he fall?